Hey, you amazing people, welcome back to the Naked Mindset Podcast. Today, I'm going to jump in and have a talk about having a healthy mindset. And let's talk about the B word. Let's talk about burnout. Is it even a thing? Cue the music.
You're listening to the Naked Mindset Podcast. My name is Chris Liamos, and I'm going to help you expose and blow up the unconscious patterns holding you back from success, so you can get what you want. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hey, my friend, welcome to the Naked Mindset Podcast. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Chris, where have you been? What's been going on? Well, my friend, we're back. We're in Technicolor and we're rocking and rolling. And we did. We took a bit of a break from the podcast just to get some things organized in the background. We were making some business decisions, had some family things we needed to work through as well. Everything's fine, no issues. But certainly, you know, elderly parents and the whatnot, all these things made an impact. So we took a moment just to pause and regroup and make sure that the message of the podcast was still relevant, the message of what we're doing is still relevant, and it continues to be. And we're back. We're back in Technicolor. We're going to be rocking and rolling. We've got some amazing interviews coming up. Got some amazing content that I want to share with you. I'm going to kick off today with asking about this concept of a healthy mindset and burnout. This is actually a talk I did recently, and I wanted to capture these five points on the talk. I want to capture these 5 points around, you know, how do you avoid burnout? Is burnout even a thing? So let's get into it. Firstly, let's talk about the concept of burnout, because, you know, you're a high performer, you are achieving things in your life, you're doing things, and you're busy from the morning to the night. And, you know, maybe you're juggling work, maybe you're juggling the business, maybe you're juggling family health. Look, you're probably juggling all of those things, right? You're waking up in the morning and you're saying to yourself, wow, there's a lot of things I need to do. And maybe you're using a planner, maybe you're not. I'm not going to talk about the planning process or time management principles so much in this episode, but we will look at that as we move through the podcast and revisit some themes that are really, really important. Today, I want to give you 5 concepts that I'd like you to consider that will allow you to have a healthy mindset and possibly even avoid the whole burnout conversation. Because is burnout real? Well, you know, if you use the word burnout, then you kind of just program yourself to have that burnout sensation, right? And could we label burnout something different? Well, what is burnout? You know, you're tired, you feel overwhelmed, and maybe creativity has dropped off. These are all symptoms of what commonly is called burnout. But what would happen if we didn't label it that? What would happen if we gave it a different name? And I wonder if labeling something creates it. I'm wondering if we label something as burnout, does that mean we have to experience the sensations of burnout? And my experience, the answer is definitely yes. And I'm sure from your experience, the way you talk to yourself and the words you use, the labels you use, equally, they play a very significant role in how you feel. So the first thing we want to do is stop using words that don't empower us. Stop using words like burnout, because, you know, is burnout even possible? I don't know, maybe. But the symptomology certainly is something that we've all experienced. So we want to be careful about how we're using this language. Okay, so from a standpoint of these 5 points, the first thing I want to point out to you, the first point I'd like to cover, in terms of having a healthy mindset, being a high performer, you know, avoiding burnout, these ideas. Number one is to have a compelling goal. Now, the reason a compelling goal is important is because if you have a goal that is important to you, something that is compelling, not just a goal like, you know, I want to achieve this much money or I want to achieve this in my life. I'm talking about something that's really compelling, something that pulls you towards it. If you have a compelling goal, something you're excited about. You wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, let's go. I want to do this thing. If you've got that kind of goal, then you're extremely unlikely, first of all, to experience any of the symptomology of burnout. But second thing, you're going to feel quite healthy in your mindset because what you're doing means something to you. It motivates you. So that's number one, have a compelling goal. Okay, number two, make sure you're around the right people. Napoleon Hill said in his great book, Thinking Grow Rich, that you'll be the sum of the five people around you. If you want to look at your income, it'll be the average of the five people around you. Your health will be the average of the five people around you, and so forth and so on. Is that true completely? I mean, is that a scientifically proven principle? I don't know. I certainly haven't done the analysis on that to know if it's true. But here's where I think it does play a very significant role, is that your peer group has expectations of themselves. That's why it's a peer group. People that are like each other, they form a peer group. So if you're around a group of people that are healthy, they have an expectation of health. And if you hang around people that have an expectation of health, you're more likely to be healthy. If you hang around people that are billionaires, well, they have an expectation of being a billionaire. So you're likely to adopt habits to, via osmosis, take on habits and thoughts and beliefs of the people around you. And you want to make sure that the people around you are actually promoting the thoughts and beliefs that you want, that are important as part of your life. If they're not, then you need to introduce new people. Okay, number three, growth in your calendar. Growth in your calendar. Now, this doesn't mean that your calendar's growing. It doesn't mean you're getting busier. What it means is you should have personal development growth, your growth, whatever that is for you, what learning you're going to do, already scheduled in your calendar. The reason you want this is that if you have something already scheduled in your calendar, let's say 6 months from now, your unconscious mind is already planning, preparing, getting you ready to crush it at that event. Whereas if you don't, if you just kind of go by the flow and say, I'll figure it out. I'll do some study this year. Well, a couple of things are going to happen. One is you might do study and that study might be really powerful, but it's also likely to be very reactive. In other words, you saw something, you went, wow, that looks good. Let me buy it. Whereas if you're planned and it's already in your calendar, you're much more in control of your growth, your learning, and ultimately your destiny. Have something in your calendar already, 6 months out, 7 months out, so hey, I'm serious about my growth here. I'm serious about what I'm doing because I've already got things booked in the calendar. Okay, number four, this is a pretty obvious one, physical movement. If you want to have a healthy mindset, if you want to feel like you're avoiding the symptomology of burnout, have physical movement. Reduces all of those toxic, not necessarily toxic, but certainly reduces the hormones that create the stress response, your cortisol, your adrenaline, but also makes you feel good, right? You feel tighter in your body, you feel looser, you're more flexible, you feel healthier. Whenever you are all of these things, well, think about it. If you are feeling healthier, are you more likely to be productive? Are you more likely to be efficient and effective? Are you more likely to feel healthy in your mindset? Of course, the answer is yes. So physical movement, important. 3 or 4 times a week, move your body. Is that a gym membership? Could be. Is it doing it from home? Sure. But do something 3 or 4 times a week that moves your body. Okay, and the last one is gratitude or a state of grace. It's interesting that certainly even from my learning and my experience, I used to talk about success as really being principled, and those principles in terms of you wanting to achieve something were, have a goal, go after the goal, and then adjust as you need to make sure you hit the goal. And those three things are pretty much the pillars of success thinking. In fact, they're the pillars of the 5 principles of success from neuro-linguistic programming. But there is an element here that I think we need to introduce, and that is an element of grace. The element of grace being that, our life often has synchronicities that happen that are unplanned for. Things that we did not plan. We had no no way to bring this particular event into our life. Perhaps somebody has introduced you to somebody else. Perhaps an opportunity has come across your lap that you're wondering, well, how did that even happen? How did that even happen? I don't understand how that even happened. It's not something that I was consciously looking for, but the universe, God, whatever you call it, has given you an opportunity. I like to call those synchronicities, those movements underneath the surface, grace. That's something larger than ourselves, contributing to our growth. And I think that the way we cultivate grace, sure, we can do that from a spiritual perspective or a religious perspective. You know, we can go to church, we can meditate, we can go to synagogue, we can go to all these places that create the sense of grace. But how do you do it outside of those? Well, the easiest way to do it is to cultivate the attitude of gratitude. And, you know, Wayne Dyer often said that. Cultivate the attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. And being grateful is actually one of the hardest things to do, because by definition, the human being is very good, right, at making the extraordinary mundane. Like, you know, if you live on the water, and when you first bought the house at the water, right, you're like, wow, look at this incredible view. And I guarantee after 6, 7, or 8 months, that view is just the view. It's no longer incredible, unless you consciously choose to look at it and remind yourself. So human beings are extraordinarily good at making the extraordinary mundane. So we want to make sure that we cultivate that attitude of gratitude, that we take a moment to really be mindful and be grateful for the things in our life. And by doing that, we open up our hearts. We open up the space for grace to show up. And grace and gratitude are wonderful antidotes to that burnout symptomology. Grace and gratitude are wonderful ways to live, and they create a healthy mindset. So the 5 key points: have a compelling goal. Number 2, make sure you're around people that raise the expectation of what they expect you to do. Number 3, have growth in your calendar. Number 4, physical movement 3 or 4 times a week. And number 5, cultivate that attitude of gratitude and allow grace to come into your life. That's it for today, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us in the Naked Mindset Podcast. And wherever you are, have an awesome day, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Naked Mindset Podcast. If you got value from today's episode, share it with your tribe. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.